Hello, Jocelyn Zuko, reading from No Time for Goodbye by Linwood Barclay. Rona Wedmore made several calls on her cell, lots of them from out on the driveway where we wouldn't be able to hear what she had to say. That left Cynthia and me and Grace. Cynthia had been permitted by Wedmore to drive over to the school quickly to pick her up, in the house to mull over these latest developments. Grace was in the kitchen, asking who the big woman making phone calls was, while she made herself an after-school snack of peanut butter on toast. "She's with the police," I said, "and I don't think she'll take kindly to you calling her big."
"I won't say it to her face," Grace said.
"Why is she here? What's going on?"
"Not now," Cynthia told her. "Take your snack and go to your room, please."
Once Grace had left, grumbling the whole way, Cynthia asked,
"Why did you hide the typewriter?"
"That note, it was written on your typewriter, wasn't it?"
"Yes," I said.
She studied me a moment. "Did you write that note? Is that why you hid the typewriter?"
"Jesus, Sin," I said. "I hid it because I wondered whether you'd written it."
Her eyes went wide in shock. "Me?
Is that any more shocking than thinking I'd written it?"
"I didn't try to hide the typewriter. You did."
"I was doing it to protect you."
"What?"
"In case you'd written it. I didn't want the police to know."
Cynthia said nothing for a moment, slowly paced the room a couple of times. "I'm trying to get my head around this, Terry. So what are you saying? Are you saying you think I wrote that note? And if I did, that I've always known where they were? My family? I've always known they're in this quarry?"
"Not necessarily," I said.
"Not necessarily. Then what are you thinking exactly?"
"Honest to God, Sin, I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. But the moment I saw that letter, I knew it had come from my typewriter, and I knew I hadn't written it. That left you. Unless someone else came in here and wrote it on that typewriter to make it look like one of us had done it."
"We already know someone else was in here," Cynthia said. "The hat, the email. But despite that, you'd rather think I did it."
"I'd rather not think about it at all," I said. She looked right into my eyes, adopted a deadly serious expression.
"Do you think I killed my family?" she asked.
"Oh, for Christ's sake,
that's not an answer."
"No, I don't."